With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tim Walz expressing disbelief that voters supported Donald Trump in the presidential election.
Speaking in St. Paul, Minnesota, Walz says it's hard to lose.
It's hard to understand while so many of our fellow citizens, people that we have fought so long and hard for, wound up choosing the other path.
The Minnesota governor says he hopes the Trump administration keeps their promise to leave things up to state.
Correspondent Ned Donahue reporting that Governor Walz is vowing to protect his state's pro-abortion laws. Also at SRNnews.com, NASA astronauts won't say which one of them got sick after almost 8 months in space. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Prolonged missions in space can take a toll on your health, something three NASA astronauts talked about in their first news conference after almost 8 months aboard the International Space Station. Pilot Michael Barrett says he can feel the difference.
There wasn't in a book I read, hey, you're going to space, it's going to be hard to sit on a hard chair.
Mission specialist Jeanette Epps.
Some of the muscle pains that you'll have because you haven't held your head up in 8 months almost.
Crew 8 Commander Matthew Dominic, a doctor who specializes in space medicine, says they learn new things with each mission about what extended time in space does to the human body.
Kind of expect this road to Mars to be paved with new discoveries, whether we like it or not.
Audio courtesy NASA, I'm Jennifer King.
While prices for most goods have been falling throughout the year, inflation for a wide range of services remains high. That's straining consumers eating out, servicing their cars, and paying for various kinds of insurance. Prices for services rose 3.7% in September from a year ago, according to the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Cuba reeling from a powerful Category 3 hurricane ripping across the island and fierce winds knocking out the country's power grid, forecasters had warned that Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods to Cuba. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. Another church attack in Canada, SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and pro-abortion amendment before the voters on Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. That means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is a part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejecting the competing amendment said that it would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that an unborn baby could survive outside the womb. It was possible that both measures might have passed, forcing a vote count to see which one would go into effect. This is SRN News. A plea to conserve water in the Big Apple.
New York's mayor is urging residents to take shorter showers, fix leaky faucets, and otherwise conserve water. Eric Adams has issued a drought watch after a parched October in much of the United States. A drought watch is the first of three potential levels of water-saving directives. Adams is pitching it as a step to try to ward off a potentially more serious shortage in the United States' most populous city. New York City uses an average of 1.1 billion gallons of water a day. John Scott reporting.
Argentine prosecutors say that three people have been charged in connection with the death of Liam Payne, a former member of the musical group One Direction, who died after falling out of the balcony of his hotel room in Buenos Aires last month. Prosecutor Andres Madrea charged the three suspects with crimes of abandonment of a person followed by death and supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.